During the second set of debates between Democratic presidential candidates, climate change, health care, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump were some of the big issues for former Vice President Joe Biden, and with him being a major target for his rivals.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A tally of House Democrats finds that nearly half now support an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Associated Press has tallied 114 Democrats and one independent, publicly backing an impeachment inquiry. It's a spike after the testimony of former special counsel Robert Mueller. But still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is unlikely to move unless she sees a groundswell of support. Those 115 lawmakers are far short of the majority of 218 that's needed for most legislation. Outside groups are trying to pressure the House Speaker, who says they're still working to collect evidence. The group Stand Up America says they'll make sure, during the August recess, every member of Congress will hear constituents calling for impeachment. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The son and heir of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is presumed dead, apparently killed in a U.S.-supported operation, according to reports. Officials speaking on the condition of anonymity confirmed the suspected death of Hamza bin Laden, believed to be in his 30s, Wednesday, as first reported by NBC News. The New York Times subsequently reported the younger bin Laden had been killed within the past 2 years in an operation that involved the U.S. in some capacity, but officials told the Times the government had yet to confirm his death and refused to share any additional details. The U.S. had been offering a reward of up to $1 million for information leading to the capture or death of Hamza bin Laden, who was by his father's side when al-Qaeda launched the September 11, 2001 terror attacks against New York's World Trade Center and the Pentagon. In a rare and dramatic move, the United States has imposed sanctions against the top diplomat of a foreign country. The executive order accuses him of acting or purporting to act on behalf of his country's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, who was recently added to the U.S. Treasury Department's Special Designated Nationals and Blocked Persons list. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the United States is sending a clear message to the Iranian regime that its recent behavior is completely unacceptable. He added, at the same time, the Iranian regime denies Iranian citizens access to social media. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif spreads the regime's propaganda and disinformation around the world through these mediums. Zarif quickly responded, saying the U.S. action will have no effect on him or his family, as they have no property or interest outside of Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand for the ASEAN summit that comes just hours after North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, the second launch by Pyongyang in less than a week. The railroad industry has made progress with the installation of collision prevention safety technology. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Positive Train Control, or PTC, a GPS-based system designed to prevent rail collisions, is now operating on nearly 90% of the tracks where it is required. Federal Railroad Administration Chief Ronald Battori informed a Senate committee Wednesday the railroad industry has made significant progress toward putting PTC systems in place. Congress required installation of the technology in 2008. Two extensions pushed the deadline to December 31st, 2020. The mandate covers Amtrak, 30 commuter railroads, and 11 freight railroads. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Music. Today, the voice of America, VOA1.